This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. We'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. That phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we've got about another hour left in the show, and we'll do everything we can to help you out today and do our best to help you be successful in the garden this season. So definitely give us a call. Do believe we had some calls left, so I want to get right back to that. Nathan, who's up next? All right, Nathan,
in Lowell.
All right, good morning. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Patrick. How are you?
Hi. Good. How are you?
Well, I have a question about our sky pencils. We have two on either side of a door, and okay, they're both about 5 feet tall. We had to replace one, and the one that looks best looks great from one side, but was attacked by something with a tent. They formed a kind of a net over the top, some kind of insect. We've sprayed, we've cut out the dead stuff, but then now there's a big hole.
Mm-hmm.
So we are wondering if we should cut them back, if that would force some growth inside and on the side that's now open by about 8 inches.
Okay, so it's all on like one side. You kind of cut out.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. You might be better off pruning it to level it out height wise.
How much though? They're 5 feet tall.
Yep.
And we'd have to prune both so they'd match. How far back would we cut it to promote some growth in the one it's got some new growth, but as I said, there's a big gap.
So is it? It's not like close to the top. It's down further.
There's a whole 5 foot gap.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right from top to bottom, there is a gap of approximately, outside looking at it, probably 6 to 8 inches. And in the interior, is bare. There's one shoot coming up, a couple little shoots showing some growth. So we're wondering if, cutting it back by some might push it.
Yeah, so, cutting it from the outside to the in is going to, if you can do some of that, will work. The downfall is since it's all on one side and it goes all the way down, you can't like cut it to a certain level and say, all right, this is where, if I cut them on both sides, this is where they're going to be. And this side's definitely going to grow back. You need to kind of look at that one side that has any of that you've already cut out. If there's any positive growth coming out there, any green growth coming, prune those areas. Because what will happen on each one of those, they have the hormone that's, the leader of that branch. You're cutting it out, and then you'll get two new hormones trying to become the leader, causing two branches, right? And that's what you're trying to do over time on there. So if there's more than just one that's growing there, you can definitely push it. But the problem is if you cut on the opposite side, it's not like it's going to help produce on the other side. Or if you cut above it, it's not going to help produce right there unless there's already some green growth. So if there's some branching there, scratch the bark on some of the branching that, you know, maybe that's doesn't look like it's producing for you. If it's green underneath it, it is viable. Maybe get some cutting on those as well to try and push new growth. I'd say you'd have to be adding some fertilizer to it. You know, like a liquid fertilizer at this point would help.
All right, because it, you know, on three sides it looks great. It's just, I'm looking at it right now. I could send you a picture even, but it's been frustrating.
Understandably so. I mean, if you want to send me a picture, you can send it to my email. It's paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. Again,
okay.
Again, it's paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. All right. If you can send me that, I'll take a look at it and see if there's anything else we can do to get it going a little bit for you. Okay?
Yep. Thank you.
All right. You have a great one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And see if do we have any more calls left, Nathan?
Yep, Julie is in Osterville.
Julie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi. Can
good
you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you.
You mentioned last week that there is a product you could put on your lawns when they get very stressed from the drought.
Yep.
And I didn't catch it, but I think you said it retained the water.
Yeah, so the product that you could use is a product called Hydratain.
Can you spell that?
Yeah, it's Hydratain.
Okay.
Go ahead.
And how often would I use that?
I believe it's every, six weeks, I believe. I'm going to look up at the same time while we're speaking here. Their website is, so I spelled it wrong, I'm sorry. They have it a little bit different. It's Hydratain. So it's hide and then retain. And so you'd be putting, you're cutting your watering down in half. I think it's every 6 weeks you might be needing to use this. And you should be able to. I'm not sure if they'll have it at the Osterville Mahoney's. I know most of the Mahoney's will have it. So Osterville, maybe even the Falmouth Mahoney's will carry it. They have it in like a liquid form. You attach to a hose and you water over the entire lawn. And that will help cut back on some of the watering that you need to do. You still need to water to get it to go, but it's not like you're needing to water every day.
Okay.
And it actually... it can actually stay in the soil in the plant for up to 3 months. So, I mean, you do it now, you're done for the rest of the season. So it's a one application.
Right.
Okay.
Well, again, is there any kind of a fertilizer for hydrangea and for roses? The knockout roses, they are really not doing well for the drought.
Yeah, so your roses, they wouldn't, you know, for fertilizers, for the roses, I'd be looking at like a rose tone, something along those lines. You could also, you can use the Hydratain to help with the drought on plants as well. It's not just a lawn type thing, so you can put them into the, you know, water the soil around the plant. That'll help absorb it and keep the water on the plant a little bit more. So it's not just a lawn type thing. It's beneficial for both.
Is there a fertilizer I can use for the hydrangea as well as for the lawns at this point?
Well, so I wouldn't use the same for the lawn versus and the hydrangea. They'd be separate. I might be looking to wait to fertilize the lawn for a couple weeks now let the temperatures cool off a little bit with the 90s, putting some fertilizer down, and with water not being, prevalent or present, really, it could burn the lawn, and that would be the opposite effect of what you're looking for. So I might start to fertilize maybe closer to September, and that would just be with just like a regular fall fertilizer for the lawn. Now, for the hydrangea, you could use like a 10-10-10 all-purpose. I mean, you could do it now to try and help with the growth for the rest of the season. I mean, we probably have, 2-3 months left in the season anyways, especially down on the Cape with the, you have a different, zone than, the northern part of the state. So you might have some growth time. So you could do it now. Just make sure you water it in and, make sure it's, taken care of that way.
So it's better though to wait for the fall. That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah, it's during the hot times, you can do some damage if you're not watering it in, or it just could burn it. And that's not, obviously you're not looking to do that.
Okay. So the hydrangeas are absolutely 3 years old and not doing well at all. It burned. They look like they're burned, actually.
Okay. I would look at watering, if you can take a hose to them, but bring the hose over and just let the hose sit in this, on the ground on a trickle for about a half hour to 45 minutes every few days during this heat period. Yep. What it'll do is it'll get deeper soakings into the plant, allow it to rejuvenate, and I think that will help you as well.
Okay.
All righty.
Well, thank you so much.
Thanks,
thank you,
Julie.
So much.
You have a great one.
You as well.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, we're going to take a break. Give us a call, 855-660-4261. Right back.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced Lawn Care Scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, kills crabgrass. All in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that number is 855-660-4261. And we're going to be here till 10 o'clock, so we've got about another 40 minutes or so left of the show to answer all your gardening questions. So we'll do everything we can to help you out. And do have some calls online. Nathan, who's up next?
Jane is in Falmouth.
Jane, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, I had a lot of tomatoes growing, but a lot of them had worms, and I was wondering if there's a way to get rid of them without using pesticides or anything.
All right, so do you have the tomato hornworm, that like green with like the little horn on the top?
Yeah.
So one of the easiest ways to get rid of that without a chemical, to be honest, is hand picking them, because they are pretty hard to get rid of. So that would be one way to get them. You can just you can put them in like a cup of water to get rid of them, or you can squish them with your feet. That's, you know, that's okay. one way to do it. You could also look at using Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew, which is a organic pesticide from Bonide. You can find that at the local garden center there in Falmouth. I know they have some in the at the Mahoney's there. But that's an organic spray that you can spray the plant with and not worry about affecting the fruit that you're going to eat.
Okay, yeah, I'll give that a shot.
Excellent. Well, good luck.
Okay.
Thanks, Jane.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Nathan, who's up next?
Janice is in Lowell.
Janice, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Patrick.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. What do we do for brown spot in our lawn?
Okay. Now, is the brown spot, is it like circles? Is it like big abnormal spots, or is it?
It's the front yard has a couple small patches, but the backyard has quite a few patches. They're irregularly shaped, and they're in various places around the yard. We've looked at the grass, and we see the little, like, fungus patches on the blades of grass itself.
Okay, so you're seeing the fungus already. Okay.
Hmm.
So the best product to be using, in my opinion, for this would be that Infuse systemic disease control from Espoma. Okay, Infuse comes in multiple ways. Comes in a granular form where you can spread over the entire lawn, or in a liquid form with the hose end. I like to use the hose end version when the infestation or the infection is there right now, because the granular will take a little bit more time to break down and to help with it. The granular would be more used as a preventative type,
okay,
whereas the liquid is going to be a little bit more corrective type. You attach it to the hose, spray the whole area. It will stay on there for about a month. The thing about it is those, it's going to help the areas that are infected and protect it from going to the other areas, but those areas that are brown are not just going to come back, right? Those are areas that you're going to have to clean up and reseed.
Okay.
And luckily, you know, in the next month here, we're coming into one of the best times to be seeding for the fall, because, you know, the grass seed is going to focus on its root system and be able to grow for you that way. So I'd look at using the Infuse now, maybe... Actually, depending upon, maybe wait a couple days. I think the temperatures are in the 90s the next few days. Towards the end of the week, Thursday, Friday, I'd be spraying that Infuse.
Okay, and where could I get that?
So you should be able to get it at a local garden center.
Okay.
You're in Lowell, so you could go to the Tewksbury or the Chelmsford Mahoney's. Those would be the ones that they should have it. You know, sometimes you can find it online if you don't want to go out to a store. They'll have it online. But you want the liquid version because it's going to be a little bit faster acting, okay?
Okay. I have one more question. What about watering schedule? Should I continue, you know, since it's been so hot and dry, we've been watering, and do we continue with the same watering, or should we limit watering?
No,
or
definitely.
Does watering cause the fungus?
Okay. Well, I'm going to a break, so hang tight. I want to go over that because it's not a quick answer. So hang tight. We'll be right back.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the Revolver Spray Gun, and use a Color Storm Sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democratic leaders in Congress are calling President Trump's latest pandemic-related executive orders weak. The president followed up on promises he'd made on Friday that with no progress in negotiations towards a new relief measure, he would sign such orders, and yesterday he did.
Through these four actions, my administration will provide immediate and vital relief to Americans struggling in this difficult time. And the beautiful thing about this difficult time is we're now coming back and setting records.
The orders extend federal unemployment unemployment benefits and they suspend payroll taxes through the end of the calendar year. Trump says unemployed Americans will get $400 a week under the provision. Democrats wanted to keep them at $600. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Chief Chuck Schumer call them meager actions that show the president can't comprehend the urgency of the crisis. And this is USA Radio News. Rescue crews say they've recovered the bodies of seven Marines and the sailor who went missing on July 30th during a training mission off the coast of Southern California. The cousin of Corporal Cesar Villanueva says the family's trying to come to terms with the tragic news.
It's more of a relief, and it's not like, you know, we're wondering where he's at. We know now, like, for sure we have answers, and obviously it's not the answer that we wanted, but, you know, it's just, it's, you know, in a way it's comforting to know that we have those answers.
The Marines and sailor had been training off the coast of San Clemente Island when the amphibious assault vehicle started flooding. There will be no college football this fall in the Mid-American Conference. It became the first Division I league to rule out sports to open the school year. The conference voting unanimously for the postponement of all fall sports, the first football subdivision conference to announce that it won't play the sport this year. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Janice in regards to some issues with the lawn. And right before the break, she brought up, you know, what should I do with watering? How should I continue to water? Should I keep the same schedule? You know, does it affect the disease? Which great questions, really. You know, so when you put the product down, you don't want it to rain or get watered in for about 24 hours, maybe a little bit more if possible. So if you are, when you do apply this, don't continue the watering plan on that day, or at least for 24 hours if you have like a sprinkler system. But you can continue with the sprinkler system at a normal rate, because we don't want the lawn to just dry out completely and then have other issues. If it's completely dry, sometimes it won't absorb the fungicide that you're doing. So say if you just stop now and just let it dry out before you sprayed, it's not going to absorb the plant, and it could actually burn the plant. Continue the watering like you have been until, you know, the day before you're going to spray. And like I said, you're going to want to spray either Thursday or Friday. The next few days, with being 90 degrees, it's going to be too hot for that to happen. It's just too hot. You just don't want it to you don't want it to burn. Like, you know, some of it's got like an oil base to it. If it sits on the grass and then the sun hits it and it's dry, it'll burn the lawn. So we're looking at something else to fix, right? And that's not what we're trying to do.
Right.
But you just want it to dry by basically a 24-hour span. Then after that, okay, you can go back to your watering schedule. What I'd like to see you do is try to water in the morning versus any other time. Okay, good. Right. Perfect. Is the application in the morning is the best time for that. Now, if you have like a dollar spot or, you know, the brown patches, you know, the dollar spot, it's saying to apply every 21 to 28 days, whereas the brown patches, you would do a little bit more often. I'm going to assume that it's not the brown patch. You would have started to see that earlier in the season. So I would be applying this every 21 to 28 days, this fungicide. What I'd like to see you do for next year is use that, use the granular form of Infuse, which lasts for about a month, and use that as a preventative. So we know that this happens now, later in the season, the beginning of August, maybe end of July, right? So we want to start hitting this just to prevent it at maybe the beginning of June, and then again in the beginning of July, and you're going to end up protecting it a little bit more for the season versus you know, reacting at the end when it does happen, right?
Yeah, I'd rather prevent it.
Yeah, so again, it lasts for about a month on there. I'd be looking to do it, you know, beginning of June, then the beginning of July, to help prevent it. And then, you might not have to do it in August at that point if it doesn't have anything, because we've prevented it. That's the idea.
Okay. That's
right?
Great.
Okay.
Good. All right. Thank you so much.
All right,
much,
Janice. Well, good luck.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. We're going to get right back to the lines here. Nathan, who's up next?
Mike is in Martha's Vineyard.
Mike, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I've listened to your dad for years. I've got a question about holly shrubs, and that is, even with the dry weather, mine shoot up almost a foot every single year, and so as not to ruin the red berries that are going to come later, when is the best time to prune them, just as a rule?
So as a rule of thumb, usually before July 4th.
Okay.
Maybe even a little bit earlier, but I'd say before July 4th, especially on Martha's Vineyard, you're going to have a little bit more cooler air. It'll be warmer, but it's going to be cooler air a little bit longer. It's not going to get that hot, hot heat like you would inland. So I'd say around that time would be the best for you to do it. Before that, so you can get those berries. Anything that like is that you can almost prune heavily, like a hedge like that, I would like to do before July 4th, maybe even before June 15th.
Yeah, I would say, because I see the berries on them now and they're green, and I certainly wouldn't do anything now. I don't want to cut those nice red berries off that show up in the fall.
Definitely, and I think, you know, again, you could do them early in the season. You might even be able to do it twice. Some people will do it early, first thing in the season, just to cut off any of the dead growth that had happened, and then let it grow some, you know, maybe 6-8 inches, and then cut it back at that point again. But again, it's usually before June 15th and July 4th.
Okay, yeah, that's what I thought. It's just this, during the summer, every single year, these are well-established. They've been here for 39 years, and they shoot up 6-8 inches, maybe even more, every single year, dry or not.
Yeah, it's, you know, not a bad problem to have, right? You know, they're growing, they're doing well, but they can just get, you know, just leggy. So I would like to see it, you know, like I said, prune it before July 4th, and you would be fine with that.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Have a great one.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Okay. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we get some more calls. Nathan, who's up next? All right, you there with me, Nathan? All right, we'll just keep on going here. I might have had some issues here. I should still be connected here, but we'll keep on keeping on. We've talked a lot about watering and how to do it today. It's one of those things where it's just so it's hot out. Things are drying out quickly, so we want to make sure deeper waterings, deeper soakings. Soak that root system. By leaving the hose on a trickle, leaving it by the plant, leaving it on there, half hour, 45 minutes, maybe even more depending upon the size of the plant. New plants might be able to do a little bit less. The soil's not as compact. Older plants maybe a little bit longer. Okay, so that's what we should be looking to do during these tough times, because a lot of our plants, even established ones, are having issues. I've said it a number of times, but my hydrangeas have been in for a number of years now, and they are, they wilt. They have issues with this heat, just like everybody else. So, it's not just about taking care of, the new plants. It's about taking care of what's there to continue to get them to thrive. Take a look at how you're watering. The other thing is watering in the morning versus at night or in the afternoon. The morning allows the plant to absorb the plant, go through the day, and dry out gradually. Whereas at night, the water doesn't absorb as quickly. It will sit around and sometimes cause fungus. So that's why you might hear me say multiple times that don't water at night, water in the morning. That is the reason why. The other thing, we've talked about a number of chemicals or synthetics, organics to be spraying on plants. The best time to do that is at night, so it's the opposite, right? We're looking to do that later in the day than versus the morning, so that we can protect the pollinators that are out there and do a few things like that, all right? So definitely something to think about. We do have a call on the line, so we'll get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Anna is in Lowell.
Anna, welcome to the Paul Perrin Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, on the hydrangea plant, you probably mentioned this, but I just tuned in.
That's
when do I prune that, please?
So what color hydrangea is it?
Blue. Blue? Blue.
Okay.
Yes.
So you can prune that after it's done flowering this season, okay?
Uh-huh.
Once it's done flowering, you can prune it to shape it, or even while it's flowering, you can cut some of the blossoms, bring them inside, put them in a vase, and that would be no problem. That's what I'd be looking to do. In the spring, I want you to wait on cutting anything, the sticks. They might just look like sticks at first, but kind of just let them go. You might see some leaves and flowers, some leaves start to form on that a little bit later into the season, closer to like late April, early May. I know I always just let mine go and just let them, the sticks sit until I kind of can tell, all right, those sticks aren't going to do anything more. And I've been successful that way. Definitely you can prune after they flower. And then, wait in the spring, because a lot of the blue ones will blossom on last year's wood or stems.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much.
No problem.
Bye-bye.
You have a great one. Bye-bye. All right. Nathan, we got anybody else there?
Yes, sir. Alma's in Boston.
Alma, welcome to the Paul Perrin Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hello, Patrick.
Good morning.
Thank you for taking my call. I'm calling about an indoor plant. I have a Christmas cactus, I believe it's called an orchid. It has like a double flower. It's beautiful. Mine is a new one. It hasn't bloomed yet, but all of a sudden, it started developing this very straight stick. And that stick grows very quickly, and it has like little hair on it, almost like root. And I have no idea what it is. I have looked in the internet, I looked in different pages, and I have no clue what it is or what I can do about it, or do I do anything about it?
Okay, so you're saying it's a Christmas cactus, right?
Yes, I think it's what they call orchid Christmas cactus.
Okay. And it's sending up shoots, you said?
One shoot, one straight up, very tall shoot. It developed very quickly.
Now,
and
it
has like little hairs on it.
Okay, and it's not green like the rest of the plant?
It is green.
Okay. I'm trying to think here. So it's, how long are those little like hairs?
They're maybe a quarter of an inch at the moment.
Okay. So sometimes they do have some like aerial root growth that's happened. I've seen it on some. It's not common. You don't see it all the time. How's the plant? Is the plant in the same container it's been in? You said it was fairly new to you?
Yeah. Well, it is about a year and a half, and I got it out of a cutting of a leaf. I rooted the leaf. And then that leaf started growing other leaves.
Okay, perfect. All right, we're going to go to a break. I want to talk to you a little bit about this. It'll take more than the 15 seconds we have. So
okay,
hang tight for me.
Thank you.
When we get back, I'll give you some more information about the Christmas cactus, and we'll be able to help you out. So hang tight. We'll take this break. We'll be right back.
Bayer Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the product directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die.
Your lawn, destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Before the break, we were speaking with Alma in regards to her Christmas cactus. It was having some shoots come out that had looked like roots on them. It was a little bit hairy, right?
Right.
And you know what I believe you have is what's called aerial roots coming out of the Christmas Christmas cactus.
Uh-huh.
What it means is the plant is looking for more water or more like fertilizer. Okay. So I think that we can do a couple things for it. One, maybe get it into a little bit bigger pot so mm-hmm. that so it'll absorb more water and stay a little bit stay wet a little bit longer. We want the plant to dry out, obviously, in between waterings. We
right.
don't want it to just sit there. But what it might do is allow the water to sit into the plant a little bit longer so you can space out those waterings a little bit more.
Okay, yeah, so I water it about once a week. If it's damp, like your dad used to say, I don't touch it. But
yep.
if it's dry, you know, I go ahead and get some water into it.
So the other thing that it might also be is sometimes it's looking for fertilizer. It's looking for food. It's kind of just like getting out there to see what else is going on. It's not an issue with the plant by any means, just so you're aware with that. Like, it's not bad.
Okay.
It's just the plant is trying to survive and be more successful, right?
Okay.
So when was the last time you fertilized it?
Oh, maybe a month, maybe month to months ago.
Okay.
I usually use the bloom fertilizer for the blooming ones when they start blooming. But this one, I use the liquid, the C1, I forget the name. You know, the one that has the algae and the...
Yep. So,
Neptune's Harvest.
Neptune's Harvest, perfect. You could use that again now. I think that's also going to help the plant, and just to help give something back to the plant, because it is looking for something. It's looking, you know, it's looking for that food or water. It's one or even both.
Okay.
So I'd feed it once a month versus once every couple months to try and get it, give it something back. I think it's going to help you. I think you're going to have more success with the plant. That aerial root, I mean, it's, again, it's, there's nothing wrong with the plant. It's just looking for more. By repotting it, fertilizing it, and watering it, so the water will stay in there for a longer period, I think will help you be successful with this plant going forward. And again, I don't think that the aerial root is really an issue.
What do I do with it? Do I just let it go?
You kind of can let it go. I think once you've planted it and gone forward with the fertilizing, you can snip it back. It wouldn't be too much of an issue to let it to go, because when it's roots above ground, they're not getting those that water, and you don't want it to be forced to dry out that root.
Okay.
Because every root that happens with them is beneficial. Sometimes with these aerial roots, you might even see them coming off of like the leaf junctions. But usually when this happens, it's looking for some food or something. And I think by, you know, taking it, you know, what size pot do you think it's in at this point?
I think it's like a 6.
Okay. Maybe only going up to an 8-inch pot. Don't go like from a 6 to like a 12. We're not looking to go huge. We're only going to like the next size up. Let the roots develop and get in there. And make sure you use a cactus and succulent type soil, right?
Okay.
It has a little bit more sand to it. You're not looking for like the heavy, not heavy, but like the lighter soil, like a potting soil. I'd want you to use some of that succulent soil.
It
allows it to drain a little bit easier once it, you know, obviously want it to stay wet, but at the same time we want it to drain and not just sit. So that succulent soil has some, it's a little bit thicker. It's got some sand, maybe even a little bit of rock in it, that would allow the water to flow through the plant a little bit easier.
Okay, sounds good. That sounds good. I'm going to do that, and hopefully it'll bloom in a year or two. I'm not sure.
Well, hopefully it blooms maybe this season for you, but if not, maybe next season. I hope it will for you.
Okay.
All right, Alma.
Thank you so much, Patrick.
Thank you. You have a great one.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, guys, that's going to wrap up the show. We are going to be back next week, and that'll it's a good and bad thing next week, right? It's my 2-year anniversary being on the air. It's also the 2-year anniversary when we lost my father. So we're still thinking of you every day, Dad. We love you. We're thinking of you, and we'll think about you this week. All right, guys, be good to each other. Get out there, plant something. And like I said, be good. We'll see you next week.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.